Today's Mishnah in Kelim is Perek Yud Beis, Tabat, Perek Tabat, Hadam, and we're up to Mishnah Gimel. So we were talking about a list of things of different types of hooks, okay? So those types of hooks on Koliot are not considered to be Kli on their own. They can only become Tame when they're part of the thing that they're attached to. Now, there's also a lot of things similar to this, which also, and this perek has a number of different sets of things that are part of kelim, sometimes usable on their own, but do not have a din of a kli when they're on their own, unless they're mechuber or it's machlokas. The next group of things, the next set, are covers. Now, there's lots of covers that are usable on their own, but it's not meant that they're used on their own. They're usable on their own. So there used to be, remember, a teni. Teni we find in the Torah is the basket that you use to bring your bikurim. The teni over here that we're talking about is a metal kli, because we're in the middle of kli matachot, and it's quite large. It actually holds a tarkav. A tarkav is a chatzisa. Now, this was used usually for, it was a special garbage pail that was there for recycling. So you would only put broken kelim that could be recycled, pieces of metal that were broken, and then you would sell it for recycling to a junk collector. And it had a top on it. So the kisui of the teni, which was made out of matechet, if it belongs in a house, Rabbi Amliel says, well, I don't care. Even if it's in a house, it sometimes is used to put things into the top of it. And therefore, the top is considered to be a kli on its own. But the Chachamim say that's not what it's made for. The fact that sometimes people will put it there doesn't mean anything. But there was also something that was called a hospital teni. Now, a hospital teni was one of these things that would run around on wheels. The inside of the teni was used for discarded bandages or hypodermic needles or other biological matter. You would throw it into the container. But the top of the container served to hold medications and bandages and so on. And that's what it was meant for. So over there, Shel Rofim obviously is separately Tameh. Now, the same thing is true of a metal door that you put on a migdal. A migdal is the word that we use in Aron today for any type of closet. And these were metal doors that you put on a wooden closet. Very common today also, by the way. You can buy these, you know, sliding doors made out of aluminum. And you put them on a background of wood. And so if it's in a balabayit, it's a private person, that's tahar, again, because it's called the delet of the Aron. And what are you going to do with the delet itself? But again, in hospitals, they would use the metal door for holding all types of things, for hanging a stethoscope on, scissors, and so on and so forth. And it was often taken off to be put down and to then put your different medications on it. Because of that, it would have a din of being makabel to him on its own because it was used for kibbutz. Now, yituchin are tameim, but pirachim are tahorim. Yituchin are a tongue, but it's a tongue that you use for something that's very hot, like something that you would put gold into and melt. So that you use in order to avoid the heat. Pirachim is the same thing, except the pirachim are attached to your kirayim. And because of that, they're only used basically for something that is mechur b'lekarka. So the yituchin are tameim, but the parachim are tahorim, because the din is that even clay matechet or mechubel karka are not mekabel tuma. Now remember, we had the din of a horse. The bit in the horse's mouth was called an akrav. I suggest it was called an akrav because a piece of metal that is bent in such a way that has a front and a back looks a little bit like a crawling akrav. So one part of it is its tail or its leg, and the other part is its hand. So the same idea is you call an akrav from an olive press, which you would use to attach various things that you wanted to attach to the beam of the press. So that was used as a hook. So therefore, it's got its own use and its own name, even though it's attached to a wooden thing, but that itself can become tame, and an unkli, any type of hook, that is in a wall is definitely considered to be tahar, simply because a wall is a bechur b'lekarka, and we cannot be mitami something that's a bechur b'lekarka. The next set of things that we have that are considered to be part of this perek's different sets that are not normally a thing that is mekabel tuma on its own are masmerim. Now, even though nowadays the word masmer means a nail, in those days, a masmer meant any type of long, thin piece of sharp metal. So you could have a masmer on a gara. The masmer on the gara was basically the needle part of a hypodermic, in our terms, and this was used for taking blood. So you could draw blood with it. No, that's not a masmer on a gara. You're jumping ahead, sir. That's the masmer of the gardi. Hold on. Don't jump ahead. So this is something that's a pin for getting a hole into an arm. And that masmer agara, therefore, is tame, because it's a real kli. You do things with it. But what about a masmer that you put into the ground, which is going to show you what hour it is? And then you put the hours in with little stones around it, and then depending on where the sun is, the shadow is going to fall on it. Now, that thing is just sitting there. So there's two approaches to this. The Tanakhama holds that it's tahar either because it's b'chur b'lekarka, and it's not meant to be moved around, whereas Rebbe Tzadok says it's tameh because it's often moved from place to place, so it's not really b'chur b'lekarka, or some learn it's tahar because it doesn't really do anything. It's just sitting there, and it's the sun that's moving that's considered to be the oset malacha ba. What's malacha is it doing? As Rebbe Tzadok holds, doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be active to be oset malacha. That's considered to be the aseyas malacha. The masmer of a gardi, now we'd appreciate your picture. The masmer of a gardi is the pin that runs through the middle of the shuttle around which you have the spool of thread that you're going to be throwing back and forth through the weave. So over there, even though the main kli is a kli made out of wood, but the pin in it is its own part, and it's the main kli, and because of that, it is mekabel tumah.